state lawmakers release the House budget plan. Legislation on setbacks for solar energy projects passed the state House. And financial help is available for local communities working to stop drug overdoses. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, March 31st. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma House of Representatives updated its online budget transparency portal over the weekend. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us it shows a proposed $107 million decrease compared to last year.
The House is looking to spend a total of $12.4 billion in fiscal year 2026. It's about $100 million less than what the legislature appropriated last year. The money is dished out to state agencies based on their requests and needs, and lawmakers' legislative priorities. And even with $4 billion in total savings, which isn't accounted for in the appropriation total, the House's ideal budget outlook is about $1 billion under what state agencies asked for this year. House Speaker Kyle Hilbert from Bristow said last week that his chamber is working with the Senate for ways to spend extra cash on capital improvement projects that will, quote, be good for the state. Details are pending. The Senate has yet to release its own budget proposal, though it had by this time last year. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
Mostly, the House pulled some one-time investments made last year for improvements and maintenance at various agencies. State House lawmakers considered several bills related to energy last week. State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports on legislation approved that targets renewables, eminent domain, and more.
Representative Trey Caldwell from Faxon says his House Bill 2747 would create a more competitive market for transmission projects by, quote, lowering the bar for those who want to bid. He says it would also boost natural gas generation. Caldwell's House Bill 2752 would prevent renewable energy companies from using eminent domain during siting. O'Keen Representative Mike Dobrinsky's House Bill 2156 would require utility-scale solar facilities and associated battery storage to be 500 feet away from residences. Other bills passed involved setting up a fund to find compatibility between renewables and agriculture, and exempting certain companies and individuals producing their own energy from regulation by utilities. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
Two former employees at the Bethany and War Acres wastewater treatment plant are facing criminal charges. Grayson Wheeler reports the pair are accused of dumping raw sewage into Bluff Creek 2 years ago.
After receiving a complaint from a community member in late 2022, the Oklahoma Department of Environmental Quality issued an emergency order to stop the Bluff Creek wastewater treatment plant from spilling waste into its namesake waterway. Now, Oklahoma County DA Vicky Behenna alleges two men knew about the sewage spill and didn't stop it. Former Bluff Creek plant operator Glenn Brentnell and another plant employee, Anthony Minzi. Minzi has admitted to falsifying reports to make it seem like the plant was spilling less fecal material than they were. A Department of Environmental Quality spokesperson says the two are no longer employed by the Bethany War Acres Public Works Authority, and the situation at the wastewater treatment plant has improved. I'm Grayson Wheeler.
The DA's office says Menzi was arrested Friday. The Oklahoma Opioid Abatement Board is preparing to give out a new round of grants to local governments across the state. Sierra Pfeiffer has details.
Soon, cities, counties, and public schools will be able to take a bid at $29 million designated to address the opioid crisis. The application window for a chunk of the money will be open for a month, starting May 12th. So far, the OAB has awarded $12 million in grants throughout the state. Most of the money went to the Tulsa area. Each grant proposal looked different, but had to address one of the board's approved uses. Money should be going towards treatment and recovery programs, opioid abuse education, naloxone training and distribution, and mental health care. In Oklahoma City, I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
Listeners like you provide essential funding for KGOU's news reports, available in podcast, online, and on the air. Information on how to contribute is at kgou.org. I'm Deborah Shar.
Each morning, It's a new opportunity, a chance to start fresh. Up First from NPR makes each morning an opportunity to learn and to understand. Choose to join the world every morning with Up First, a podcast that hands you everything going on across the globe and down the street, all in 15 minutes or less. Start your day informed and anew with Up First by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts.